Today on Your County, we're talking about No Smoking Day, which is coming up on the 14th of March this year. And here to talk to me all about it and also about illicit tobacco, which you may have heard a little bit about before on Your County, I have David Miller, who is the Divisional Trading Standards Officer. Hello, David.
Hello.
So the 14th of March then, No Smoking Day. Let's start quite simple. Why should we bother with a day for recognising that smoking is a bad idea? Why bother with a special day for that?
Well, obviously, we should recognise that smoking is bad all year round. However, this one day just brings it to the forefront of everyone's minds and allows us to undertake a variety of activities which complement the message that comes with No Smoking Day.
And you are doing a new campaign, which launches a couple of days before, so it's through the entire week from the 12th of March, and it's called Keep It Out. What is Keep It Out all about?
That's right. OK, so Keep It Out refers to illicit tobacco, which we've already mentioned there. And just to qualify what that is, illicit tobacco refers to cigarettes or hand-rolling tobacco or other smokers' products that might have been smuggled into the country without tax having been paid on them. We also find that there's a lot of counterfeit product there. Now, the reason why we think illicit tobacco is important is because there are links to increasing crime rates from those who supply on a local level. It's cheaper at the point of sale, so therefore it's easier for people to obtain, and therefore that makes it more difficult for people to stop smoking. So we talked about why it was important to raise the awareness of No Smoking Day. This is one of the key aspects of it. So the campaign itself, it's a regional initiative which is being delivered by ourselves at Trading Standards alongside colleagues from other authorities. And the aims of the campaign are to continue the discussion around illicit tobacco, the problems it causes and how it affects local people. We're going to try and target local smokers and non-smokers to encourage them to report intelligence through a single confidential telephone line. And hopefully we will try and reduce the demand by making buyers think twice about buying this in the first place.
So where does this come from then? How has it got that illicit tobacco is even available to the general public? And what is able to happen in order to stop that funnel being created?
The question as to where it comes from is a very good one. We've done some insight work in the past to try and identify exactly that the answer to that question. And we know that a lot of the tobacco is smuggled through the ports. We have arterial routes throughout the county which we feel is used to distribute this product. We know that there's a slightly bigger problem on the coast than anywhere else. It's not to say there isn't a problem in the other areas, but there's a slightly bigger problem along the coast. And just to give you a few statistics, we believe that there's a wide variation in purchasing habits. In Scarborough, 21% of people are using illicit tobacco. 21% of smokers. In Selby, that raises to 29%, and in Rydale, it goes up to 39%. So we can see there's a correlation between the ports and the districts, but it's basically the price. Because it's so cheap and because it's unregulated, people can obtain this thing and there's barely any restrictions on it.
Do you know how much cheaper? Like, how much would a normal packet of tobacco or cigarettes cost in a shop versus how much it would cost if it was illicit tobacco?
Typically, it's about half price. In the shops, you'd find packets of cigarettes for £10, £11, £12. Illicit tobacco generally retails for about £5, £6. And this is why people find it more difficult to stop. If they have cheaper product, then they don't have that inhibition which the normal cost in high street stores would normally have.
So what would your advice be then? I guess it's sort of two sides to the coin, really. Firstly, No Smoking Day, the 14th of March, is almost a message to people who smoke and why now is a really good time to have a think, hang on, is now the time to stop? Should I be continuing to do this? And probably a second message to the people who are either buying illicit tobacco or potentially those who are selling it. What would you say, David Miller, to those people?
If anyone's selling it, they need to be aware that it's a criminal offence to do so. And if we find out about it, we'll take steps to stop them from doing that. And that could result in them obtaining a criminal record. If people are buying it, they need to know that there are links to local increasing crime rates, that it's easier for kids to obtain. It's therefore easier for kids to start smoking in the first place. And that they should stop buying it and they should tell us where it's coming from.
And is there anywhere that people can go for a bit more information on your Keep It Out campaign, on No Smoking Day, and how they can get a bit of help around North Yorkshire?
Absolutely. With regards to the Keep It Out campaign, there's an e-form on the Keep It Out website, which can be used to report any information. There's also a telephone line, which we would ask people to refer any information anonymously if they wish to, and that's 0300 999 0000. And if people want advice about how to stop smoking, then the County Council funds a free stop smoking service called Smoke Free Life North Yorkshire, and they can be contacted either by the website Smoke Free Life North Yorkshire or by the telephone number 0800 246 5215.
Well, David Miller, thank you very much for talking to us.
No problem. Thank you.